This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's report on the Big Fat Acorn Footprint. I was drag and wagon this morning. 8 days on the road, driving through Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana to visit all six of the local 100 United Labor Unions offices and KBFF FM 88.3, as well as side trips through Austin and then Fayetteville and the GWA, Greater Walmart area, as I call it, was actually a fascinating and fun experience. Although, as always, more than 1,000 miles on the road gets me thinking, in this case, being in the classic heroic Acorn legacy within those three states, my thoughts easily ran to how big and fat the Acorn footprint continues to be. In fact, the Acorn shadow is all over the area, starting in the Arkansas homeland, of course, where I first began Acorn 43 years ago. Driving to Fayetteville, I could listen to KBF and Local 100's Tony Orr and William Cosme on the Labor Works show until the new I-540 Alma cutoff, only about 35 miles from the Oklahoma border. In Fayetteville, I was doing a TV interview show with Richard Drake about the history of Acorn and current events, and he shared with me stories of interviewing Peter Tooker, who founded the alternative paper The Grapevine, who used to run the Acorn office in Fayetteville in the early 1970s, which was the last time I visited Fayetteville some 40 years ago. After the show, meeting with three folks who were organizing an application for low-power radio in that city and talking about how they could partner with KBF, the visit started with interesting introductions, since of the three, two had worked for Acorn decades ago. Joe Newman was a co-rap Vista in 1978 for Acorn. I remember training with Dave Glazier, who's been an international representative for the hotel workers now for decades in the Bay Area. David Garcia had worked for a while with us in Des Moines, Iowa for Stuart Pittman, who now is a prominent horse breeder in Maryland. At one level, I always simply say, small world, but it actually is a very, very large world. And the truth of these common occurrences is really that the impact of Acorn and its work over four decades touched so many so deeply, and even over the twists and turns of life, many, if not most, kept on carrying the flames of social change in communities large and small throughout the country. Having conversations with Zach Paulette and many others about starting a small, humble Acorn Museum in a room of the Little Rock office building on South Main in 2014 speaks to the special, powerful place the organization still has and will always have in the hearts of its members, leaders, and organizers. It's also why Acorn continues to be so scary to the hater-raters on Fox News and the right-wing blogs and internet sites. The debut of Obamacare as the first really big social services expansion of the last 40 years seems to have once again brought them all out of the woodwork. Not that their yelps have not been constant for years, but the pack is running in wild circles again now. Local 100 United Labor Unions, founded in 1980, 33 years ago, is suddenly presented as having jumped fully grown into existence only over the last 3 or 4 years. The Tea People types worry that Obamacare and the enthusiastic efforts so many of us are trying to put together to make sure low and moderate income people enroll and finally enter the ranks of the insured will help rebuild a progressive movement. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? And given the big fat footprint of Acorn, trust me, everywhere you look around the country, if it's something that is progressive and will bring change and power to low and moderate income people, you're going to find Acorn people. That's just the way it is and will be. And it's best for the conservatives and the hater-baiters to just get over it. We're everywhere, and we might just get your children. Just as I found in Fayetteville, as I spent time in a busy 8 days supplying our offices and ferrying information, reports, T-shirts, and whatever from place to place between New Orleans, Houston, Austin, Dallas, Little Rock, Fayetteville, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge, until finally finding myself at my own front door again, Acorn had a big fat footprint, and there's still an Acorn Nation out there, and we're never going to stop marching. This morning I went by and took some pictures of the Acorn Farm on 1/2 acre in the lower Ninth Ward to see the fledgling progress, putting one foot after another, planting seeds now for the future. There really are too many of us ever to be stopped, and I guess that is scary to some, even though it's exciting and hopeful for the rest of us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.